Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it
now. On News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
612 News Radio 92.3. Chris Bryan, Austin Price. Monday afternoon. It's a good one. It's a good one. It really is beautiful. Austin will be all over this in just a few minutes with the evening's forecast, as well as a look down the line, the five-day forecast. And yes, pop-up showers are making some news towards the end of the week. But we're looking pretty good for the next 4 days or so, something like that. Am I correct on that, Austin?
Yeah.
Okay, so Austin will be checking that out in a minute. Here's three important things you need to know about this afternoon.
Number one.
Okay, the National Hurricane Center forecasters are watching Invest AL99L. Recent data from Air Force reconnaissance aircraft indicate the system, located near the Windward Islands, is expected to reach the Central Caribbean Sea tomorrow with gale force winds. Conditions in the area are less favorable for additional development in the next 7 days at 30%.
Number two.
And the Florida Office of Public Counsel has objected to a proposed Florida Power and Light rate settlement, saying the hike would increase FPL's revenues by an unacceptable amount. The four-year settlement will result in increased revenues of $945 million in 2026 and $766 million in 2027, with additional amounts in 2028 for battery storage and solar projects. The FOPC said the proposal would increase FPL revenues by $6.7 billion through 2029.
Number three.
Okay, the FBI has arrested Justin Wright of NYC, New York City, for stalking, threatening, and attempting to extort money from Escambia County Clerk of Court and Comptroller Pam Childers. The U.S. Attorney's Office requested that Wright be transported from the Rikers Island Jail to Pensacola. He's scheduled to appear for his arraignment on September the 9th.
All righty. With it just being about 6:15, we'll go ahead and get our first quick check of the roads and weather for you this hour. Let's see. Not too much going on the roads. If you're dealing with backups wherever you may be, they shouldn't hold you up for too long. As for your weather, 91 degrees, low of 71 tonight, and that's going to be the highs and lows over the course of the next few days. We're not going to have any rainfall chances until around Friday, so until then, it'll be sunny, mostly clear. Now, it is 6:15, so I want to announce our first winner of the
drum
week.
Drum roll, please.
Yeah, our first winner of the week for these FSU tickets.
Lucky
the,
person.
The winner of today's pair is Justin Edwards.
There you go, Justin Edwards.
There you go, bud. I will reach out to you, and I will get some further information from you, and we will get those digital tickets to you.
Justin Edwards.
Yes.
Is he from Pensacola? Does it say
what? It doesn't say. I'll figure that out, though.
All right. Okay. Well, congratulations, Justin.
Hopefully.
And thank you so much for listening this afternoon. We do appreciate that.
Yes. For all future days, Tuesday and Friday, what you need to know is that you can click on the News Radio app, and once you open it up, you'll get a pop-up notification to enter a contest. You can enter for a pair of tickets any given day. It's going to be from 5 a.m. to 5 p.m. That is when you're going to be able to enter in on the day that you're trying to win.
All right. Once again, congratulations, Justin Edwards.
Yes.
Lucky guy there. Okay, as the city moves forward with a new curbside recycling program, Mayor Reeves says the Summit Boulevard Recycling Drop-Off Center will remain open despite growing contamination issues. Daryl Singleton, Pensacola Director of Sanitation and Energy, says everything is 100% polluted at Summit Boulevard. The city has installed security cameras and threatened polluters with fines. But get this now. After a closer look into that security system, it appears the cameras have been off and are totally ineffective. Yeah, they're not going to work if they're not on.
My goodness. And the University of West Florida has launched a comprehensive national search for the university's 7th president. A 15-member committee will guide the process. The committee will be responsible for collecting input from stakeholders, developing the presidential profile and position criteria, and recruiting and assessing candidates. Manny Diaz Jr. was formally introduced as UWF interim president in July. He took over for Dr. Martha Saunders.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
Okay, Florida Attorney General James F. Meyer announcing that Florida is looking into sanctuary jurisdictions that provide commercial driver's license to illegal migrants. Dana Marie McNichol, she's down in Martin County this afternoon explaining the details of the protocol that they're taking.
If a truck driver stops for a routine check here at a weigh station, they can now expect questions about their immigration status. Now, the Florida Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services, they will take the lead on immigration checks with support from other state law enforcement agencies under a federal 287G agreement. Florida truck drivers can be stopped at weigh stations for a variety of reasons based on their crash, safety management, or even inspection history. But now, in addition to checking for compliance, if an ag law agent or the Florida Highway Patrol is present, they can conduct immigration-related checks.
And a crosswalk in Orlando is continuing to draw a lot of attention. FDOT crews yesterday painted over a crosswalk that had been painted in rainbow colors for the Pulse shooting victims. This is the second time FDOT covered the crosswalk with black paint. It was painted over for the first time last week. Residents went out on Thursday to redo the colors with chalk, and then rain washed the chalk away. So supporters painted rainbow colors on the pavement on Saturday. FDOT crews undid that yesterday with more black paint, and that had some trying to redraw the rainbow colors with chalk again. An endless cycle here. Orlando police and FHP troopers stood by and watched, but no one was arrested.
Doesn't have to be an endless cycle. Leadership stepping in, taking care of business. Florida officials say another illegal alien was caught driving a commercial vehicle with a license issued by another state. This happened over in Panama City, by the way. Dang. Evan Brown has more from Miami.
Law enforcement near Panama City Beach, Florida, now have Roberto Carlos Vergara Cervantes in custody and under an immigration hold. He was found to be an illegal migrant driving a big rig. Despite being illegal, another state issued him a commercial license, says Florida Attorney General James Uthmeyer.
And if you have obtained a driver's license from one of these sanctuary states like California, Washington, or in the case of the driver from last night, New Jersey, those licenses are no good here.
Earlier this month, an illegal migrant named Harjinder Singh allegedly killed three people when U-turning in a big rig on Florida's Turnpike. He was found to have a CDL from California. In Miami, Eben Brown, Fox News.
And lastly here, a record-breaking haul being brought on shore at Port Everglades. Rear Admiral Adam Chamey says the more than 76,000 pounds of cocaine and marijuana are worth more than $473 million. The more than 61,000 pounds of cocaine, enough to potentially kill 23 million people. The 11 vessels intercepted at sea, my goodness, took place during the Coast Guard Cutter Hamilton's two-month mission in the Eastern Pacific Ocean and Caribbean Sea. Prosecutors claim Venezuelan crime gangs are responsible for many of the vessels. Just about 6:20 here. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. We'll be back in just a few minutes with some of your hardest hitting national headlines for you right here on this Monday evening edition of News Radio 92.3. Stick around.
This is Pastor Carl Gallops of the Hickory Hammock Baptist Church here in Milton. If you're looking for a church family that is truly amazing, let me invite you to come and worship with us this Sunday. Here's what you'll find: a church whose doors are open to all people wishing to worship and serve the Lord. You'll find a church where the exaltation of Jesus and the accurate preaching and teaching of the contextual Word of God is the centerpiece. You'll find a consistently solid, peaceful, and friendly family of multiplied hundreds of people. You'll find dynamic, Spirit-filled worship services, youth ministries, children's ministries, senior adult ministries, men and women's ministries, praise teams, choirs, ensembles, and drama ministries. Plenty of opportunity for Bible study and guidance for your Christian life. In other words, when you and your family get up on Sunday mornings from now on, you'll say, "Oh, good, it's time to go to church." For directions and worship service times, look us up in the phone book or call the church office at 623-8959 or visit us on the web at www.hickoryhammockbaptist.org. And then we'll see you Sunday.
Looking for the best in flooring? At Jonathan's Flooring, you can select beautiful luxury vinyl plank flooring with the texture of wood, waterproof, and longer lasting. Jonathan's Flooring offers the most affordable pricing, first-class workmanship and installation, with a large selection of tile, carpet, or the latest in luxury vinyl plank flooring. Performance and sustainability is what makes Jonathan's Flooring the best choice for your floors. Stop by Jonathan's Flooring on North Palafox, south of 9 Mile Road, or online at jonathansflooring.com.
Okay, so it's gonna be about $1,200.
Wait, did you even figure out what was wrong?
Well, my guy said something about the flux capacitor. Oh, and we had some extra parts.
Extra parts? That's a no for me.
Don't settle for vague answers and mystery charges. Head to Garage 850 on Sun Valley Drive, just off Michigan Avenue. Rusty and his ASE certified crew actually explain what's going on and get it done right. Specials online now at garage850.com.
School sports are played by humans, coached by humans, and officiated by humans. So the next time you're sitting in the stands at a school athletic event, please remember this and maintain your humanity, especially when it comes to judging and critiquing athletes, coaches, and officials. Please show your fellow human some respect. They'll appreciate your empathy.
This message presented by the FHSAA and the Florida Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Join Teddy Chartel from Affordable Automotive Gulf Breeze for Car Care tomorrow morning at 10:30 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Kenny will be sharing his years of expertise on car maintenance, as well as tips and loads of great advice that'll keep your car running in top shape. Whether foreign or domestic, don't miss Car Care tomorrow at 10:30 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Like what you hear?
Give us your feedback by filling out our News Radio Listener Advisory Board survey. Just go to our website, newsradio923.com, and fill it out.
Simple.
News Radio 92.3.
Hours on the phone making pointless calls. I got a desk full of paper that means nothing at all. Sometimes I catch myself.
We now return you to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Text in your questions at 850-437-1620. It's News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Julie, I swear it's so hard to bear it, and I'd never make it through without you around. No, I'd never make it through without you around.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
623 News Radio 92.3. Yeah, I have the, you know, sometimes they got some good stories I want to pass on to you. Some are not so good. This story's not going to probably make you very happy. Health insurance and related costs may go up soon. Jessa Rosenthal has more for this one.
A new report finds in Affordable Care Act individual plans, insurers are planning to raise prices by about 20% next year. The Kaiser Family Foundation says it could be even higher than that unless Congress renews certain tax credits before the end of the year. A benefits consulting company, Mercer, says they surveyed employers on this, and about half said they were going to pass on some higher health insurance costs to their employees. And some insurance companies have been recently complaining in conference calls, blaming costs in part on more people receiving more care, increasing visits to emergency rooms where care is more expensive, and the high demand for expensive obesity drugs like Ozempic. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
All right, it is 6:24. Afternoon slide. My on is here. Stocks ending down today. Not a very positive day on the market. Let me give you the numbers. Here's Hillary Barsky.
Stocks taking a pause after Friday's rally and finishing lower as earnings season winds down and investors are cautious ahead of the key PCE inflation report that comes on Friday. The data is seen as critical for the Fed's rate cut decision. Shares of Google parent Alphabet rose 1%, notching a record close. The big event this week on Wall Street is Nvidia's earnings report after the market closes on Wednesday. Shares of the leading maker of AI chips rose 1%. Most all of the Dow members fell, with Nvidia and Nike the only Dow winners. The biggest decliners, Sherwin-Williams, Amgen, and Home Depot. The Dow falling 349 points, the Nasdaq lower by 47, S&P 500 down 28. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
6:25, Austin Price. Looking at the weather. Local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
I sure am. Let's see what we got here. Luckily, nothing going on the roads. If you're dealing with any backups, they hopefully shouldn't hold you up for long. As for your weather, that's looking pretty decent, too. 91 degrees is going to be into low 90s for your high over the course of the next several days. That is going to creep down as we get to the end of your week, but that's because come Friday, we're going to have some rainfall chances coming into play at around 40 to 50% chance. But until then, it's going to be sunny, mostly clear, with lows sitting at around 70 degrees.
All right. West Coast residents are getting burned by the sun as the heat wave over there continues. We're talking about the West Coast. Marianne Rafferty has the latest for us.
More than 50 million people out west are under dangerous heat alerts. Temperatures will hover in the 90s and 100s from Arizona to Washington State to Las Vegas. Several cities have already seen record highs this weekend. The sweltering heat is expected to last through Monday. Meanwhile, Tropical Storm Fernand has formed southeast of Bermuda. It could become a hurricane by Monday before weakening on Tuesday. It's not expected to hit land.
And President Trump has responded to Maryland Governor Wes Moore's invitation to join him for a public safety walk in Baltimore City. Last week, the governor said the president should keep Baltimore's name out of his mouth if he's not willing to be part of the solution. On Sunday, the president posted a message on Truth Social saying, quote, "If Wes Moore needs help, I will send it in to troops, which is being done in nearby D.C., unquote, and quickly clean up the crime. The president says that when it's like that in Baltimore, he will proudly walk the streets with the failing because of crime governor of Maryland.
627 News Radio 92.3 migrant Kilmar Garcia has been arrested by ICE after he arrived for a check-in at the agency's field office in Baltimore, Maryland. He's planning on being sent to a third-party country such as Uganda. David Spunt at the scene with the latest.
His friends and family insist he's a Maryland husband, father, and a good person. The government says he's MS-13, a notorious gang member from El Salvador, living here illegally. He was out of prison awaiting trial in Tennessee for human smuggling charges. About 150 supporters came out to Baltimore for a 6:30 a.m. rally to support Abrego Garcia. DHS officials have indicated Uganda is in his future. A judge previously said he couldn't be deported to his home country over fear of gang violence, but he's facing these human smuggling charges in Tennessee. He was brought back here. His case has risen above all others, primarily because he was deported to El Salvador not only by mistake, but without a court hearing.
My goodness. All right. And a former Mexican cartel kingpin pleading guilty to U.S. drug trafficking charges, Ismael El Mayo Zambada Garcia, who led the Sinaloa cartel with El Chapo, appeared in a Brooklyn courtroom to enter his plea and apologize for flooding the U.S. with cocaine and other illicit substances. Zambada Garcia said that through a Spanish-language interpreter, he apologizes for all of it and takes responsibility for his actions. The 77-year-old will be sentenced to a mandatory life term in prison on January 13th.
President Trump wants people who burn the American flag to be jailed, period. Jared Halpert has more from the White House.
Likely sparking constitutional challenges, President Trump has signed an executive order directing the Justice Department to prosecute individuals accused of desecrating the American flag.
If you burn a flag, you get 1 year in jail, no early exits, no nothing.
A 1989 Supreme Court decision ruled burning the American flag is protected by the First Amendment. President Trump's executive order calls for the Attorney General to pursue litigation to clarify the scope of the First Amendment exceptions. It also directs the Justice Department to apply other laws in cases of flag burning, such as open burning restrictions, disorderly conduct, or the destruction of property. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
As many as 1,700 National Guardsmen from 19 states will help the Department of Homeland Security implement President Trump's crackdown on illegal immigration and crime. Kevin Yurinsky has more on the story.
A Pentagon source telling Fox the service members supporting ICE will be performing clerical functions associated with the processing of illegal migrants. Still to be seen is how much, if any, role the guardsmen may play in the president's possible plan to expand recent actions in Washington, D.C., where almost 2,000 guardsmen are on patrol in an effort to reduce crime. The president saying last week in Washington,
"We're going to stay here for a while. We want to make this absolutely perfect. It's our capital."
He added this Friday in the Oval Office.
"Chicago's a mess. You have an incompetent mayor, grossly incompetent, and we'll straighten that one out probably next."
A Pentagon spokesman telling Fox the department would not speculate on future operations. Kevin Yuretsky, Fox News.
Okay, don't forget, Escambia Animal Welfare offering free adoptions for all dogs and cats ages 1 or older through August 30th. The Adoption Center on West Fairfield, open Monday through Friday, noon to 5, Saturdays 11 to 4. Coming up in 5, we'll talk some sports. This is News Radio 92.3.
Fox News, I'm Tom Regani. President Trump has threatened to deploy the National Guard to Chicago after federalizing Washington's police force. Democrats are speaking out against it, including Illinois Senator Dick Durbin.
"This president is making a point of cherry-picking blue cities and blue states on his crime campaign."
Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson claims the city's homicide rate is down 30%. President Trump is talking about changing the name of the agency known as the Department of Defense back to its original title, the Department of War.
"That was the name when we won World War I, we won World War II, we won everything, and just to me seems like just a much more appropriate."
Renaming the department may require an act of Congress. The Department of War was established in 1789 when George Washington was president. America's listening to Fox News.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute, sponsored by Metal Supermarkets, a convenience store for metal. Find a store at metalsupermarkets.com. During week zero in Ireland, we saw Rocco Beck to Iowa State to defeat Avery Johnson of Kansas State. But after the game, things went to another level when Johnson's father and brother decided to fight one another outside of the stadium. And remember, folks, week zero is supposed to be the appetizer for the entire season. And if what happened in Ireland is any indication as to what type of college football season we're about to have, then the 2025 season should be absolutely epic. I'm Zach Gelb.
When you've got real work to do, Metal Supermarkets will help you get it done, fast. We've got a huge variety of metals in stock, and we cut to size, fast. Bottom line, we get it done fast, so you get it done fast. Doesn't get easier than that. Metal Supermarkets, the convenience stores for metal. Find a store or buy online at metalsupermarkets.com.
While retinitis pigmentosa takes Mark's vision, his family gives him hope, whether at the family business or at home with his wife and sons. He knows he's not fighting alone. For 50 years, the Foundation Fighting Blindness has funded research into treatments and cures for blinding retinal diseases, providing hope to people with vision loss. And for Mark, winning the fight means being there for his family. The Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we're winning. Help us end blinding diseases at fightingblindness.org.
Markets may be unpredictable, but your cleaning service shouldn't be. At Janny King, the king of clean, we work with you to build custom cleaning programs that fit your facility and your budget. Our local franchise owners deliver reliable, hands-on service backed by regional support, so you get flexibility, consistency, and peace of mind. That's one less thing to worry about. Head to JannyKingCleans.com to learn more. That's JannyKingCleans.com.
Janny King, the king of clean.
Lexus, BMW, Jaguar.
Where is the best place to take your vehicle for service and repair? That, my friend, is Matrix Auto Service, the future of auto service.
Porsche, Mercedes, Land Rover.
Their expert technicians provide top-notch service and repairs to all makes and models. At Matrix Auto Service, they pride themselves on transparency, honesty, and customer satisfaction with their number one goal, getting you back on the road quickly and safely. Matrix Auto Service, 5675 North Davis Highway.
Tune into the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 10 when Brittany Hughes from Parks and Recreation will be on the show. She'll be discussing summer camps, where they're located, the cost, and how you can apply for a scholarship for your child to attend. She'll also cover deadlines to register, how to register, and will be available for you to call or text in with your questions during the show.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Want to score tickets to see Florida State take on Alabama on Saturday, August 30th?
It's time to tap the app with News Radio 92.3. Just download our News Radio app, and from 5 a.m. to 5 p.m., you can enter for your chance to win. Each day you enter brings you one step closer to being in the stands for this epic battle on August 30th.
The winner will be announced live at 5:15 p.m. on Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin.
Tap that app and get ready for game day with News Radio 92.3.
Whoa, baby, you're a nag. You're a nag. You're a nag. You're a nag. Would you go?
Now return you to Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Is Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Now, here's today's top three local trending stories. Number one.
All National Hurricane Center forecasters are watching InvestAL99L. Recent data from Air Force reconnaissance aircraft indicate the system, located near the Windward Islands, is expected to reach the Central Caribbean Sea tomorrow with gale force winds. Conditions in the area are less favorable for additional development for the next 7 days, sitting at around 30%.
Number two.
Okay, the Florida Office of Public Counsel has objected to a proposed Florida Power and Light rate settlement, saying the hike would increase FPL's revenue by unacceptable amounts. The four-year settlement will result in increased revenues of $945 million in 2026, $766 million in 2027, with additional amounts in 2028 for battery storage and solar projects. The FOPC saying the proposal would increase FPL's revenues by $6.7 billion through 2029.
Number three.
And the FBI has arrested Justin Wright of New York City for stalking, threatening, and attempting to extort money from Escambia County Clerk of Court and Comptroller Pam Childers. The U.S. Attorney's Office requested that Wright be transported from the Rikers Island Jail to Pensacola. He is scheduled to appear for his arraignment. That is taking place on September 9th.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Okay, the FWC needs your help regarding a July bear shooting in Santa Rosa County. Officers responded to a report of a deceased bear found on Lovewood Drive in Navarre. The bear had been killed by a gunshot wound. Know something? Well, contact FWC. They need information. Here's the address, myfwc.com/wildlifealert.
All right. And an arrest has been made for a shooting in Fort Walton Beach last Wednesday. Officials say 38-year-old Timothy Acoff is charged with second-degree murder. The shooting happened outside of Choctaw Village on Wednesday night. Deputies were in the area on an unrelated call when they heard the gunshots and encountered Acoff running from the scene. A 35-year-old man died after being shot in the chest.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Fox Sports Update.
The agonizing wait is over. Fleetwood, finally, for everything, the FedEx Cup title.
On NBC, Tommy Fleetwood had won more money than any golfer without having won a single PGA Tour event. 34-year-old Englishman made his first PGA Tour win count. He took the season-ending Tour Championship Sunday by three strokes over Russell Henley and Patrick Cantlay. Fleetwood's 164th start in a PGA tournament. Finally, his first win. Fleetwood had won seven times on the DP World Tour, plus three other victories, but this was his first on the PGA Tour. $33.4 million in earnings before yesterday at $10 million.
45th of the season for Ohtani. First one against San Diego.
Fans sitting right by the Dodger dugout that's been giving Ohtani heck all day. Every homer, as he says, how you like that?
We've been hearing him on the field mic the whole time, too.
Sure made his day. That's a story he'll always be able to tell.
It's a $1 billion high five. Yeah.
Don't wash that hand.
On Spectrum Sportsnet LA, Shohei Ohtani gave a high five and a pat on the back to a Padres fan who was seated next to the Dodgers dugout Sunday in San Diego. Heckled all game, Ohtani launched his 45th home run and tied Kyle Schwarber for the National League lead. Dodgers beat the Padres 8-2 to move back into a first-place tie with San Diego atop the NL West. In the American League West, the Mariners within two games of the Astros. Houston lost at Baltimore. Seattle with an 11-4 win over the Athletics. Two home runs for Cal Raleigh. Leads the majors with 49. Four more than Ohtani and Schwarber. Raleigh broke Salvador Perez's major league record for the most homers in one season by a catcher. For more scores, stories, and features, go to foxsports.com. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
And a one-of-a-kind Michael Jordan and Kobe Bryant basketball card that was expected to sell for more than $6 million actually broke all expectations. You may remember us talking about this last week. It didn't just sell for more than $6 million. It actually sold for just about $13 million at auction. That's a record. The card is from the 2007 to 2008 Upper Deck Exquisite Collection and features autographs from both legends next to different NBA logo patches. The final winning bid was placed on Saturday, which would have been Bryant's 47th birthday.
Who sets the value of these cards?
I don't know. I guess who's willing to pay that much for it?
I guess you're right. Okay, the U.S. Open is underway in the Big Apple with officials banking on AI to raise the game experience for fans. Jerry Willis is there with the details.
The USTA teaming with IBM to provide tennis fans with the answers to the questions they most want to know via app. Match Chat is an interactive AI assistant serving up the answers. You want player stats? Head-to-head records, who converted more break points, ask Match Chat. And then there's IBM Slam Tracker, newly updated. It offers fans live likelihood to win probabilities for every one of the 254 singles matches played, updated in near real time. Even the commentary on the apps will be produced by artificial intelligence. I'm Jerry Willis, Fox Business.
The Washington Commanders reaching an agreement with their star wide receiver on a new contract. This is exciting. Jared Max has the story.
Washington Commanders wide receiver Terry McLaurin ended his contract dispute Monday. He agreed to a 3-year extension with the team worth up to as much as $96 million. A team captain last year, McLaurin has had over 1,000 receiving yards in each of his last 5 seasons, a Pro Bowler in each of the last 2. McLaurin had requested to be traded July 31st. Now he's locked in with the Commanders for 3 more years. In his first 6 years in the NFL, all with Washington, McLaurin has 460 catches, 6,379 yards, 38 touchdowns. With his new deal, McLaurin is expected to be in the Commanders lineup for the regular season opener Sunday, September 7th, against the Giants. Jared Max, Fox News.
Here's today's health news.
And a new study links lack of sleep to teenagers harming themselves. A report in the Journal of Child Psychology and Psychiatry says researchers analyzed data from more than 10,000 14-year-olds participating in a long-term health study. The study's lead researcher, Michaela Pauly, says that they found those getting shorter sleep on school days and taking longer to fall asleep at age 14 are associated with self-harm concurrently, and 3 years later at age 17, researchers also say rates of self-harm are increasing.
Okay, a UN agency says there is a man-made famine in Gaza as Israel continues to attack the terrorist group Hamas in the region. Stephanie Bennett is all over this story for us today.
Around 500,000 people, that's roughly a quarter of the population, are facing catastrophic conditions. In their report, the Integrated Food Security Phase Classification, or IPC as they're known, said hunger has been driven by fighting, widespread displacement, and the blockade of aid. Israel has rejected the report, with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu calling it an outright lie promoted by Hamas. Israel has allowed aid into the region at times, but the UN says it's still far below what's needed, and making the journey to pick it up can be dangerous.
And health officials say the first travel-associated human case of New World screwworm in America has been reported in Maryland. New World screwworms are parasitic flies that attack and eat healthy tissues like livestock and sometimes humans as well. Multiple reports indicate the patient traveled to the U.S. from El Salvador, where there is currently an outbreak going on. The case has been examined and verified by the CDC.
Well, California has taken on a new disease outbreak with a local name this time. Lisa Brady has your story.
This is House Call for Health. Officials in California recently highlighting a spike in valley fever cases. Valley fever is named after the San Joaquin Valley. It's an infection caused by breathing in the spores of a fungus called coccidioides, which comes from the soil. Symptoms can vary, but they can be similar to COVID-19, ranging from fever to chills or fatigue, or just a general feeling of being unwell. There can also be bone and joint pain, night sweats, chest pain, headaches, and skin rashes. Valley fever can go away without treatment, but some cases do require medications or medical treatment. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
All righty, and lastly here, wanted to touch on this very quickly. Health experts in the UK want several more foods to get allergy warning labels. They say in an article in the journal Clinical and Experimental Allergy that goat milk, buckwheat, peas, lentils, and pine nuts should be added to the mandatory risk list. This comes after experts studied food-related anaphylaxis cases in Europe between 2002 and 2023.
All right, 6:45 on News Radio 92.3. Don't slide off anywhere here. Austin Price taking a look at that weather and local traffic together this afternoon.
Yeah, luckily not. If you were to slide off, you wouldn't miss much of what I'm saying here because there's not much going on the roads. The roads are looking pretty clear on our map here. That's typically how it is this time every evening. Thank you for staying safe out there. Please continue to do so. As for the weather, sitting at around 91 degrees, low of 71 tonight. That's going to be the highs and lows over the course of the next several days. Sunny, mostly clear every step of the way. We're going to see the highs drop all the way to 86 on Friday. But that's only because there's about a 40 to 50% chance of rainfall currently projected.
Well, temps are dropping across the U.S. here, Austin. Fox meteorologist Adam Klotz has more details in your Fox weather forecast.
A major cool down will grip the country over the next week. A strong push of Canadian air has dropped temperatures well below normal from the plains through the Midwest and into the Northeast. Highs will reach only the 60s and 70s for many, with overnight lows dipping into the 40s and 50s. It'll mark the coolest late August stretch we've seen in years. The cooler air extends into New England and the Mid-Atlantic, bringing an early taste of fall. Even parts of the South, including Tennessee and the Carolinas, will see temperatures well below their seasonal average. Elsewhere, monsoonal storms will bring flash flood risk to Arizona, New Mexico, and parts of the Rockies, while the Gulf Coast watches for heavy downpours that could trigger flooding in Florida. Adam Klotz, Fox News.
Here's today's business news.
All right. It's been 30 years since a major change came to how people use personal computers. 30 years.
That's pretty wild.
Pretty scary, actually. Evan Brown has the report.
It was on this day in 1995 on which non-Mac computers, which we used to call IBM compatibles, really changed into Windows PCs. Microsoft began selling the Windows 95 operating system, promising to bring fully graphical interface multitasking to the PC world. Previous Windows versions were merely icon-based interfaces loaded on top of the old DOS system. Codenamed Windows Chicago in previews, it brought the start button to PC screens, allowed for file names to be longer than the old 8.3 titles. And if you bought the expansion pack called Plus, you got Microsoft's Internet Explorer, ending the need to buy third-party browsers like Netscape. Evan Brown, Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. If you're a plus-size passenger flying via Southwest Airlines, you'll soon have to pay for a second ticket if you can't fit within the armrests of one seat. That's one of the various changes the carrier will implement starting January 27th, including assigned seating. The airline says that to ensure space, it's communicating to customers who have previously used a free extra seat option that they should purchase that second seat at booking to avoid being turned away. In the wake of lots of customers expressing outrage over the chain's new logo, Cracker Barrel admitted today it could have done a better job sharing who we are and who we'll always be. The Tennessee-based restaurant operator said that what we will never change is our values. Hard work, family, and scratch-cooked food made with care. Oh, the rocking chairs on the porch, they're staying put too. Wall Street began the new week on a down note. The S&P 500 eased 27 points. The Dow Industrial slid 349. The tech-heavy NASDAQ dipped 47. That's Your Money Now.
Okay, a new artificial intelligence integrated technology could make security checks easier for flyers. Here we go. Griff Jenkins has an explanation for us.
If you're tired of waiting on long lines to get through airport security, you're in luck. A big game change could be coming soon thanks to new advances in artificial intelligence. They're called electronic gates, or e-gates, a next-generation development by Clear, a security company partnered with the TSA. It uses biometrics to scan your features and verify your identity and then sends you straight to your flight without having to talk to a security agent. Right now, only Clear Plus members are eligible to use the e-gates. It costs about $200 a year. But if the pilot test goes well, the program could eventually expand and become an industry standard.
Man, gas prices expected to remain low for Labor Day weekend. We're talking about the low temps. We're talking about the low gas prices. Sounds like things are going too well, Chris.
No complaints.
Absolutely not. AAA says the national average for a gallon of regular should stay below last year's average of $3.33 and should remain low for the rest of the summer as long as Gulf Coast refineries are not hit by hurricanes. Labor Day is for many the last big holiday weekend of the summer, or at least officially. The vice president of AAA Travel says the top destination cities of the holiday weekend this year are Seattle and Vancouver, both of which are port cities for Alaska cruises.
They must be crazy. Getting through the Canadian customs is not easy. I mean, at this point, really not easy. Anyway, I spoke to Mark Jenkins, AAA guy down in South Florida earlier today. He was telling me that, yeah, you're mentioning the gas prices being lower. They've declined 20 cents in the past 10 days.
Wow.
That's a pretty much of a drop. Average price here in Escambia, $2.80, Pensacola $2.60. 274 north of Escambia, 276 in Gulf Breeze. Okay, Democratic National Committee looks for a rebound as party leaders meeting up in Minneapolis. This is becoming quite an interesting and humorous convention that they're putting together up there. I don't know if you've seen some of the bites on this thing, but it's been totally, it hasn't been how we're going to improve the world type of meeting for the Democrats. Well, we're going to do this, we're going to do this. All it is bash Trump.
Politics is missing a lot of the urgency.
So all it is just bashing Trump. That's the whole format right there. Jeff Manasso, he has a better vantage point in what's going on in Minneapolis.
6 months onto the job and DNC Chair Ken Martin a meeting this week with hundreds of party leaders to try and find a path of resistance to President Donald Trump.
Each of you in this room and all the Democrats throughout this country, we are the only
thing standing in his way.
Democrats also looking to fix the party's brand amid plummeting polling numbers, fundraising shortfalls, and waning voter support. The DNC also considering changes to its future presidential primary calendar that in 2024 pushed back traditional openers and kicked off in South Carolina, as Iowa Democrats threaten to ignore the DNC if they're skipped over again in 2028. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
And lastly here, a $750 million Powerball jackpot is up for grabs tonight. Even though there's a more than one in $292 million chance of winning the grand prize, people are still dreaming of what they would do with the money. The winner could choose to receive 30 annual payments or take the lump sum payout of about $338 million. However, federal withholdings would immediately knock that down to $257 million, and some states will charge tax because, you know, sharing is caring. Just about 6:52 here. We'll take one last quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. We'll be back in just a couple minutes with one final check of your roads and weather and some more frivolous headlines for you to help ease you into this Monday night right here on News Radio 92.3.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
As a business owner, you've got a lot on your plate, managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and our HR expertise. Avalon HR can help you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Employing made easy. AvalonHR.com.
Hi, this is Jeff Lane, General Sales Manager of ADX Communications. Our team of expert marketing consultants, backed by over 200 years of combined experience, has helped hundreds of local businesses increase their market share. With four powerful radio stations, we can create a customized marketing plan tailored to your needs. And if digital advertising is part of your strategy, we've got you covered. ADX Digital offers cutting-edge solutions and exclusive products and strategies that gives your business an edge. Let's make 2025 a year of success for your business, whether it's on the market leader, Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, the area's top news talk station, the go-to for sports fans, ESPN Pensacola 99.1, Pensacola Playlist 94.5 for reaching women and lifestyle audiences, or ADX Digital, targeted digital strategies that drive results. One call, one team, endless possibilities. Call me, Jeff Wayne, at 850-262-6000.
Get the midday news live with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, 11 to 2, before Guy Benson on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Here's Chris and Austin for Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Six 55, heads up Pensacola. Nice track there, Huey Lewis and his news. Great band. Austin Price has a look at the weather, local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
All righty. Let's see what we got here. Luckily, it's a very anticlimactic traffic and weather update. Well, it's not if you listen to us consistently, because it's always the last update that's the easiest. There's nothing going on
very
on the roads
here. Very
exciting
time in my life, right?
Yeah, it is good news for us. Yes. It means we get home with little trial. But as for the weather, that's looking pretty good, too. And that is less popular this time of year. 91 degrees, low of 71 tonight. We do have these lows sitting at around 70 over the course of the next several days, basically the entirety of your work week. We are going to see some rainfall chances coming on Friday, but the good side of that is your high for that day is only going to be 86.
Here's today's pop culture news.
All right. The American ambassador to France has been summoned to speak to French officials after he sent a letter to President Emmanuel Macron. I wonder what was in that letter, because they want to talk to this guy. Jill Nato has the details.
Ambassador Charles Kushner wrote a letter to the French president alleging the country did not do enough to combat anti-Semitism. The French foreign ministry issued a statement saying France firmly rejects these allegations from Kushner. They also said French authorities have fully mobilized to combat a rise in anti-Semitic acts since the October 7th, 2023 attack by Hamas on Israel, deeming the acts intolerable. Kushner's been summoned to appear before the French Ministry for Europe and Foreign Affairs. He's the father of President Trump's son-in-law, Jared Kushner. Jill Nato, Fox News.
And Lil Nas X facing four felonies in connection to his arrest in L.A. last week. You may remember us talking about this. The rapper was arrested early Friday morning after officers found him walking naked on the street. Authorities say Lil Nas X charged at responding officers, but was subdued and taken to a local hospital for suspicion of a possible overdose before being taken to jail. According to the district attorney's office, prosecutors charged a musician with three counts of battery with injury on a police officer and one felony count of resisting an executive officer.
A movie produced by the world's most popular streaming service wins the weekend box office. Jane Fargus has the numbers.
Netflix scoring its first box office win with K-pop Demon Hunters, bringing in an estimated $18 million in North American ticket sales. The sing-along animated feature has been on Netflix for the last 2 months and continues to shatter streaming records, now ranking as the second most watched film ever on the platform. Weapons continues to stand strong in its third weekend, falling to second place, pulling in $15.6 million. Disney's Freakier Friday finished in third with $9.2 million. Jane Fergus, Fox News.
And a campaign event for NYC mayoral frontrunners around Mamdani, drawing the ire of his opponents in the race. Hundreds of people participated in a scavenger hunt all across the Big Apple Sunday that had been set up by Mamdani and his team. The Democratic frontrunner said he was glad to see New Yorkers working together in the event and hoped everyone learned a thing or two about the city. Incumbent Mayor Eric Adams, though, took a swipe at Mamdani, saying this is no time for lollygagging. New Yorkers should be focused on experience when they elect the next mayor.
6:58, couple of minutes away from 7, News Radio 92.3. Thanks a lot for having us on this afternoon. NASA is giving some volunteers the opportunity to see what it's like to live on Mars. Jonathan Searay has more from Atlanta.
As SpaceX works to improve its giant Starship rocket to one day carry the first humans to Mars, NASA is studying the equally daunting physiological and psychological hurdles those first explorers may face. Four volunteers at a time spend more than a year living and working inside a 1,700-square-foot habitat at Johnson Space Center in Houston. Overseeing the NASA study is organizational psychologist Suzanne Bell.
Our president has given us a very clear directive to land the first humans on Mars, and we'd like that as to be Americans.
Four new volunteers are scheduled to begin the next mission this coming October. In Atlanta, Jonathan Searay, Fox News.
Okay, very exciting college game coming up on Friday night. UWF taking on Lenoir Rhyne. Kickoff 6 o'clock.
That's a tall order.
There you go.
And yes, it does kick at 6.
I can't wait.
UWF, it should be a good one.
It will be a good one. Go Argo.
You're like, hear me now.
Yeah, you hear me now. Tomorrow, 4 o'clock, be here. Austin Price, Chris Bryan. It is Pensacola right now. We'll see you then. Have a great night.
Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.